This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We need to make sure you have a president in the White House who actually sees you and who has your back. A Harris administration together with Joe Biden as the president of the United States.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
A Harris administration with Joe Biden as the president of the United States.
There's two kinds of words, inside words and outside words. Inside words stay in, outside words come out. That time an inside word popped out.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Do I do it now? Bishop, you want me on now?
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You need a lot of energy to do this job properly. You can't be sitting in your basement for 4 days and coming out. Now, and then he comes out, and I like Delaware. I think Delaware is a good place, but you got to leave it on occasion. You know, I mean,
who's your captain? Howie Carr.
It is a historic day at the Trump White House. The delegation from Bahrain also here. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is here. Israel to sign normalization of relations documents with the UAE and with Bahrain. This brokered with the help of the Trump administration. Again, a historic day.
After decades of division and conflict, we mark the dawn of a new Middle East. In Israel's entire history, there have previously been only two such agreements. Now we have achieved two in a single month. And there are more to follow.
Unchained and unstoppable.
It's been incredible what we've done, because we're going to have a vaccine in a matter of weeks. Now, will it be before the election? It could be, in terms of we have something and we'll start delivering it immediately upon getting it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I think that was a big mistake by Markey to say that about the disarming the police. I mean, has he looked at the polls? I mean, it's not just Portland, Oregon, where people are concerned, Seattle, Washington, Kenosha, Wisconsin, Lancaster, PA, where people are concerned about riots and mobs. It's everywhere. Why does he think all these people are getting guns for the first time ever? 5 million new licensed gun owners in the U.S. this year, 5 million. I just was reading some stats from Pennsylvania. Almost 300,000 new gun owners in Pennsylvania. You know how much Trump carried the state of Pennsylvania by in 2016? 44,000 votes. That's a pretty good, increase. I don't think there's too many Biden voters in that almost 300,000 people who got licenses to carry in the Keystone State. All right, time now for the Chump Line.
This is Barnsey in Orwell, Vermont, and you're listening to The Grace and Taylor Show with Howie Carr as host.
I didn't come here to be made sport of, you know?
Hey, Howie, I don't know why you would complain about Joe Biden and some of the words he mixes up. Everybody knows what climate change is.
I know, and I always get my financial advice from econo-nut economists. The Trump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, watching New York students being arrested for going to class, San Francisco contemplating lowering the voting age to 16, and in Florida, after 13 years of madness, Opa-locka City has voted to repeal its ban on baggy pants. All is right with the world. Did you see CNN was after Trump on a fact check, one of these fact checks? Saying that he said, I got an award from the Bay of Pigs award from a group of veterans of the Bay of Pigs. And they said, yeah, it's wrong. He didn't get an award. He got an endorsement from the Bay of Pigs organization. Well, it turns out he got an award and an endorsement from the Bay of Pigs organization. But can you imagine if they use those same standards, employed the same standards for Biden that they do for Donald Trump? I mean, no, there are not 120 million people dead of coronavirus. No, 150 million people have not been killed by firearms since Bernie Sanders voted against outlawing the doing away with the Second Amendment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Hey, Kevin, when they go low, they go with Joe.
How appropriate that is his campaign spokesman is named Ducklow. Ducklow goes low.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Of course I'm in favor of fracking. In fact, I'll frack with you later. Oh, sorry, that was a bug. Speaking of us bugging the Trump campaign. Oh, did I just say that? Sorry, that's a malfunction. I gotta go. I mean it.
I want to know what's going to happen if he's at the debate 2 weeks from tonight and President Trump says, why don't you sit down, Joe, and we hear some crinkling. You've had to follow the show for a couple of days and read some anonymous texts out there in internet land to get that joke. But thanks to the VIP's got it.
If Joe Biden played Division I football, I think he played without his leather helmet.
His leather. He was definitely in the pre-face mask age. That's what they used to say about Indica Chubb Peabody. You know, he was an All-American football player in the late 30s, early 40s at Harvard, and he became governor, and they said he played too long without a helmet.
This is Joe Biden calling. I'm working on my absentee ballot. And can you tell me how to spell X?
My second question for you, Mr. Vice President, at the debate is I'd like you to count backwards from 300 by sevens.
Have you noticed that Dr. Jill Biden seems to be looking a lot more like a nurse lately?
I know. I keep waiting for his aides to come out in white coats and having stethoscopes around their neck. Start yelling, stat, stat.
Every time Joe Biden loses his train of thought, a fallen angel gets its wings.
He was calling the troops fallen angels. And a texter reminded me, I'd forgotten all about it. That's what they always, you go, sister, who is Lucifer? Howard, he's a fallen angel. Go, hey, what's a fallen angel?
BLM. Biden likes minors.
Now.
What? I'm sure he meant coal miners.
He likes Maurice Chevalier. What was the name of his song? Thank Heavens for Little Girls.
Ira Mayor, we must reject these Republican policies that are poisoning our water. Aram, you might not know this, Aram, but Mary Jo didn't actually drown. Aram, it was the poison that killed her.
Ted Kennedy, still crazy after all these years.
Howie, have you thought about reaching out to Governor Newsom to offer him a volume discount on Honest Howie's carbon credits?
It's not a bad idea. You know, I was thinking about him yesterday, though, how crazy it is that here's the governor of California. Number one, he looks like an idiot in the mask. And he's talking to the president of the United States. He's somehow related to Nancy Pelosi. I can never keep it straight how he's related to her. His nephew, and he's talking to the president of the United States, who is also the father of the guy who is living with his ex-wife. Boy, it's a small world, isn't it?
What did Pelosi say? The House will be in session until a virus deal is reached. Who's going to wash your hair?
somebody else is, a hairdresser in D.C. is going to get into trouble, just like the one in San Francisco.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. You can leave a message actually between 1 and 5 weekdays. We've changed the hours of the Chump Line. It's a coronavirus thing. It's for public health. It's part of the metrics and the protocol. So leave a message between 1 and 5 p.m. every weekday. The number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you want to hear more messages from the Chump Line other than the ones you just heard, go to Chopped Chumps. That's our podcast that we post every evening after the show around 7 o'clock Eastern. And you can get Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, watching New York students being arrested for going to class, San Francisco contemplating lowering the voting age to 16, and in Florida, after 13 years of madness, Opa-locka City has voted to repeal its ban on baggy pants. All is right in the world.
Every time Joe Biden loses his train of thought, a fallen angel gets its wings.
You know, my son is dead. Really? He wants you to think his son died in Afghanistan. No, I'm sorry, Bo is gone, but he didn't die in combat.
I've got another cut for you coming up after the break.
Uh-oh. It's
probably the best one today.
Uh-oh. The best one today. I talked to the Herald today, Taylor. You know that Biden column I wrote on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It got the heaviest hits, the heaviest number of hits in months for the Herald or for me. It got twice as many clicks as Spanky the Cape COVID Inspector got.
Well, you were
that
quoted,
was a pretty good column.
I think American Thinker quoted you on that column, right?
Right. So did Powerline Blog.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I got a lot of hits on that. Anyway, I'm just bragging. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Raycon's newest wireless earbuds, the Everyday E25s, are their best ones yet. With 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, and a noise-isolating fit that really allows you to focus on what you're listening to. Get 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you personally observed any mail-in ballot screw-ups yet?
Yes, I have.
23% say they have.
Yeah. Just listening to the show, you can hear about it. And again, the messages are coming in on the text line, the emails, every which way. It's a big mess. All right. So last weekend, Marty Walsh, the mayor of Boston, on Labor Day weekend, I guess it was, got busted down in Hingham. He was at some kind of wedding, and he was at this licensed establishment. And so these two women that he didn't know came up and said, "Can we take a selfie with you?" And of course he said yes. And of course he wasn't wearing a mask, because he's one of these guys who tweets out all the time. That, you know, like Richie Neal, the congressman from Springfield, or Nancy Pelosi, all these people who are always lecturing you never wear masks. So I have this T-shirt that I have for sale. No mask, no problem. And I sent him one. I said, am I going to send him an XL? He's an XL. But I said, I'm going to make it a 2XL, because that way he can just pull it up over his face when he needs to. You know, when he has to go from room to room. So I sent him a 2XL, sent it to City Hall. And today, guess what arrived back here at my studios? A package from the mayor. Package from the mayor. Now, this one thing I got here, I'm holding it up. It's a nice pen, in a wooden box with his engraved Mayor Martin J. Walsh. And it's a nice pen. I'm going to use this pen. That was the first thing I got. The second thing, I don't think I'm going to use that much. It's a book by Joe Biden. Promise me, Dad, a year of hope, hardship, and purpose. And also 3 years of collecting dust. Because the book came out 3 years ago. This is a first edition. And I have a feeling that Marty just had it on his desk waiting for the perfect opportunity to re-gift it to somebody he really wanted to give the needle to.
So what are you going to do with that book?
This is a special day for the one of the VIPs has gotten very lucky here today. Don't everybody raise your hand at once. I've only got one. There's six of you, and there's only one of Promise Me Dad. Who would like it? Who would like it?
I'll take it.
Why will you take it?
It's getting colder at night, and kindling is hard to come by.
Yeah, so there it is. Okay, then it's yours. It's yours, Taylor.
All right. I'll send you a picture direct from my fireplace.
Here it is. There, I'm holding it up. Promise Me Dad. And I thought it was maybe one of these, like, when Mitt Romney was running for president, remember, he got to be, like, number one on the bestseller list for 1 week because he had every PAC and every Mormon interest group, everybody in Utah and Michigan and Cal, all of his home states, they all bought it, New Hampshire, Massachusetts. But Joe apparently has sold about as many books as Deval Patrick sold of his, because here it is. It's a first edition. So that's it. All right. Speaking of Joe Biden, this is the cut of the day. There's no such thing as a bad Joe Biden cut these days, but some of them are better than others. And this is a pretty good one here.
If you could take care, if you were a quartermaster, you can sure in hell take care of running a department store thing, you know, where in the second floor of the ladies department or whatever. You know what I mean?
As a matter of fact, no, I don't know what you mean. A quartermaster, that's the military officer that gets the provisions to keep the outfit moving. And if you're a quartermaster, you can run the ladies under things department? Let's hear that one again.
If you could take care, if you were a quartermaster, you can sure in hell take care of running a department store thing, you know, where in the second floor of the ladies department or whatever. You know what I mean?
The second floor of the ladies department. And it's muffled at the beginning because of, he's wearing a mask, not my T-shirt. He's got a nice black. He goes with the black mask, you know, like a villain in an old Republic Western. It's just very strange.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? Joe Biden knows.
Who knows what evil lurks in the second floor of the ladies' undies department? What's he thinking about ladies' underwear for? That's another thing.
No, you said ladies' underwear. He said ladies' department. On you, sir.
No, that isn't on me. That's what you go to in the ladies' department. That's what you say. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
978 says Biden's elevator doesn't go to the second floor of the ladies' department. That's certainly true. And someone else wants to know, is Promise Me Dad a comic book, a coloring book? No, it's not. I looked at the back for the index. I always look for the index. Not that I thought I was mentioned, but I thought that I wanted to read up on Hunter Biden. Biden, Hunter. Burisma, alcoholism, cocaine. Crack pipe, comma, left in rental car, hookers, paternity suits, Burisma, etc. None of that's in there. But this is, you know, this is a book that's it's approved by the president, the former president of the United States, because he refers to ISIS as ISIL. Remember that? Not even Democrats call it ISIL anymore. It's back to ISIS. It's real name. All right. 844-500-4242. Let me just read you some of these things from the West Coast. From the, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Gavin Newsom and others are saying it's all about climate change, right? Jay Inslee, remember him? He ran for president about as long as Seth Moulton did. And he says that the fires should be called climate fires. Okay, Alameda Fire, Oregon. A 41-year-old man was arrested in Oregon for starting one of the two origins of the Alameda Fire, located just outside Medford. Michael Jared Bakella. Police saw him standing next to a large fire. 80,000 people had to evacuate because of this fire that was started not by Mother Nature, but by Michael Jared Bakella. It's destroyed 5,700 acres. Oregon, another one, brush fires. Portland authorities arrested 45-year-old Domingo Lopez Jr. Do we have an immigration status report on him? For allegedly starting a brush fire with a Molotov cocktail, he ignited the device along I-205, an interstate highway, but firefighters were able to extinguish the flames before the fire grew out of control. Lopez was released yesterday. It wasn't long before authorities arrested him again for starting six more brush fires along I-205. California. A woman in Monterey, California was arrested on suspicion of intentionally starting fires along the 101 freeway. The woman was identified as 37-year-old Mother Nature. No, I misread that. She was identified as 37-year-old Anita Esquivel. Okay, Washington State. Washington State troopers in Puyallup, or I don't know if I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing it, arrested multiple people attempting to start fires along the interstate. A man was recorded on a cell phone, repeatedly poured gasoline next to a business and set it on fire. And the El Dorado fire in California, that was the one that was started as a gender reveal. Keith, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Keith.
Hi, Howie. It needs to be taken seriously that this is really a Trump versus Harris campaign, because Biden's going to fail within the first few months physically, and then he'll have to hand the reins over to Harris, and she's a Jezebel, the worst possible
Jezebel. Wow, that's almost unused a word as quartermaster these days. Thanks for the call, Keith. A Jezebel. I like to put it a different way. She began her political career working under Willie Brown, Speaker of the California Assembly and Mayor of the City by the Bay. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I was just wanting to just point something out that I noticed about the meeting that Gavin Newsom had with Trump the other night.
Yes.
You know, he brought a couple of people on with him,
right?
And as he was introducing them, he had Officer Sims there, and I grew up in the Clovis Fresno area, so I recognized it, but he actually mentioned or tried to present Officer Sims as being the mayor of Fresno, which is absolutely incorrect.
What?
She has never been the mayor, and she is not the mayor.
Was the mayor of Fresno, did he used to be a former professional basketball player, or am I thinking of somebody, some other city?
Well, we had an actor, Alan Autry, who used to be the mayor when Schwarzenegger was in office.
I thought there was a guy named Kevin Johnson or something like that who was the mayor in one of those fairly large cities in that area of California.
That very well could be. There's a lot of... public figures out there that had
do you think, Paul, do you think that Gavin Newsom was taking a lot of crap on social media in California when he admitted that the state hadn't done a very good job, which is obvious, of forest management? Did that did he get a lot of grief? Because he was almost admitting that Trump was on to something.
I think he was inadvertently trying to admit that he was wrong in some of the aspects, but I don't think that the citizens of California gave Newsom any sort of grief over that. I feel that they are so liberal and backing the Democratic Party that they will go along with anything he says regardless, especially being the nephew of Nancy Pelosi.
Right. I tell you, you know, I just can't imagine living in a place where the mayor, I mean, as bad as Charlie Parker is the governor of Massachusetts, he's never yet come out and had a press conference and told people to unplug their electrical appliances to conserve energy. I mean, that's so third world. That's like Venezuela, isn't it? It's just unimaginable. And they used to call it the Golden State. Yeah. The Golden State. Now it's fool's gold. I think it's more poverty stricken than Mississippi or Alabama. It's amazing. Thanks for the call, Paul. I'm going to read you a story, warning about the dangers of mail-in ballots. I'm going to read you and see if you can guess where this story comes from. Voting by mail is now common enough and problematic enough that election experts say there have been multiple elections in which no one can say with confidence which candidate was the deserved winner. While fraud in voting by mail is far less common than innocent errors, it is vastly more prevalent than in-person voting fraud. That sounds like a story President Trump would tweet out, doesn't it? Do you know where this story appeared? The New York Times, 2012. Do you know why the New York Times was really concerned about mail-in ballots? Republicans are, in fact, more likely than Democrats to vote absentee. In the 2008 general election in Florida, 47% of absentee voters were Republicans and 36% were Democrats. So in other words, when Republicans were doing it more, the New York Times was alarmed about it. This was from Gerard Baker's column in the Wall Street Journal today. So there you have it. When voting by mail seemed to be a Republican thing, it was fraud, manipulation. Now that Democrats are expected to vote this way in much greater numbers, it's all nothing to see here, folks. To the mail-in mirage in the past month, we can add the Sturgis Motor Psycho Nightmare. Remember that one? You'll recall the researchers at something called the IZA, Institute of Labor Economics, recently discovered that the rally in South Dakota last month, which attracted the usual massive crowd of bikers from across the country, was responsible for more than 260,000 cases of COVID-19 across the country. And it was also going to cost $12.4 billion, not just $12 billion or $12.8 billion, $12.4 billion to treat it. Nothing happened here. Nothing happened. But these numbers were breathlessly reported by the same news organizations that had looked on in odd reverence as millions of rioters looted all summer in support of Black Lives Matter, with nary a mention of any risk of coronavirus transmission. How true it is. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, there is no question that the biggest problem with those forest fires in California is because the lack of forest management. Number one, they don't create enough. They don't want to cut down the trees. They don't create enough fire stops. Number two, they let the timber fall in the woods, stay there. It dries and it burns much better. You got the same ignorant, stupid environment Nazis here in Massachusetts. And I'll tell you what, Howie, if Joe Biden should win the election, the environment Nazis are going to take over. Everything is going to get worse. We're going to be paying $5 a gallon for gasoline. We're going to be paying God knows how much money to heat our houses. And you know,
I don't want to pay Russ. I don't want to pay. Yeah, I don't want to pay $5 a gallon. But I think it's going to be worse than that. I think they're going to try to get rid of gasoline. They're just going to. He's talking about having, I think, 250,000 people setting up these refueling stations for electric vehicles. How does he think the power comes to the electric vehicles?
Especially since when we don't need more fossil fuel, what we need is more renewable energy. But I strongly support, I can guarantee you, if I'm president, there will be no offshore drilling. And I extend the moratorium. I think it should be basically a permanent moratorium.
You know, one reason why the mayor of Los Angeles has to go on broadcast media and tell people to unplug their electrical appliances, because they rely on renewable energy. And sometimes that's okay. But when you haven't been managing the forest properly and you have all these fires and the fires are creating all this smoke cloud, it's kind of hard to get these solar transmissions to keep your toaster and your clock radio and, most importantly, your internet going. Does he understand any of this? No, he doesn't. Does he care? No. All right. Thanks for the call, Russ. If you missed out on the cheap bastard deal for Eden Pure Pain Cream that sold out in minutes, you don't need to be depressed. You can still get $20 off your first 3-ounce tube with Howie's big discount. Just use code word Howie at checkout. I've been using Eden Pure's pharmaceutical grade pain cream, and it has really taken away the pain I've felt for years in my left leg. The cream started working in minutes. I broke my left leg and my left ankle both years ago, and as I've gotten older, they've been giving me a lot more trouble. They get sore. Now I put the cream on in the morning and then again before I go to bed. The 3-ounce tube could last you for months. A little goes a long way. Eden Pure's pain cream has FDA-approved ingredients and is designed to maximize the highest amount of relief at the most affordable price. The cream is only $39 with code word Howie. Much less than prescription drugs, but it feels like a pricey prescription cream to me. Eden Pure Pain Cream is made in America, in Utah. And as we like to say, buy American, support America. Get a tube today at EdenPure.com. That's EdenPure.com. And don't forget code word Howie to save big. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
This is Jeff in Woodstock, Connecticut.
This is Laura Benner in South Burlington, Vermont.
This is Jimmy Mack in Falmouth, Massachusetts. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
One of the VIPs asked me, "Is that your Tesla downstairs in the parking lot?" I don't think so. You know, I don't go to Market Basket every day, so sometimes the Whole Foods is within walking distance, so we use it as a convenience store or just stop by to pick up a couple of things. And you know, I always drive by that renewable energy station. You know, right next door. It's closer than a handicapped parking space. And I keep thinking, I just keep cruising around. Where's the free gas? You know, and oh, no, that's for electric vehicles. And how do they power that? Used to power with coal, but now I'm told that they use more natural gas. Where does natural gas come from these days? A fracking. And what does Joe Biden want to ban? Fracking. So, you know, all this, you know, you're going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars setting up these renewable energy depots or whatever you call them on the highways. What are they going to have, nothing in them? Is it going to be like the 1970s and 80s with all the gas stations with no gas? It's ridiculous. Anyway, it is today. It's Jeremiah's birthday. Happy birthday, Jeremiah. Melissa, let us know. He's one of the VIPs. And I think Grace is looking around for a special gift. I had a nice book. But Melissa, I tell you what, you can have a pick. You can have your pick of the books out there. I found some books when I moved into my condo. The people that went behind. They were Moonbat liberals, and they left a bunch of books. You can have any of those books you want. They're all hardcover. All right. Donna, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donna.
Hey, Howie. Hey, first-time caller.
Thank you.
Show. Just a quick question on the fires that Mother Nature is starting. So my wacky liberal friends tell me that it's Trump's fault because the federal government manages them, and shame on
no.
Trump for not doing forest management. What say you?
Donna, just tell him to look at the sound cuts from yesterday's meeting with Newsom and the president. Newsom said right out of the box, he said, we could have done a much better job with forest management. There was a report. I tell you what, we'll find that report, Donna. I'll tweet out the report. If I can't get it tonight, I'll find it tomorrow. The state of California admitted, they copped to it, that they'd done a crappy job of managing these fires. And now you have, again, you have these brownouts, you have blackouts, you have all this, homes destroyed, people dead. PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, the big utility, is in bankruptcy, in large part because of these damn fires, and they were prevented from clearing out the brush. It's horrible to blame this on Trump. I mean, is there anything Trump can't do? Really? It's like Nancy Pelosi. It's projection. No, you're projecting again by saying Donald Trump is engaging in projection. And when you blame Trump for the fires, you're the Democrats, the libs, the nuts, the nutty liberals are responsible for these fires more than anybody else. Thanks for the call, Donna. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Howie, thanks for taking the call. My concern is I heard today that Massachusetts is the highest unemployment rate in the country.
Yes.
In all states.
Yes, it is.
Now, the Massachusetts state legislature refuses to have transparency on state jobs. What the Massachusetts state legislature is doing is laughing at Black Lives Matter, especially black veterans who are looking for work. Mm-hmm. The bill to require the state to list all employment opportunities on the online database and with the unemployment office passed the Senate in March of 1996. Mm. Even former Senator President Stan Rosenberg couldn't get the House to pass it. Now, the bill went through labor and workforce development.
You know, Tom, it's the Hackorama. What do you want me to say? Check out my column tomorrow in the Herald. There is going to be a fifth member of one family that's going to be appointed to a judgeship. He's got a hearing. He's already been appointed. He's five of them from one family. And the patriarch of the family, the first one who got appointed, was the son of the former mayor of Somerville, James Sligo, from County Sligo in Ireland. Brennan, who succeeded a guy named Larry Bretta, who had to move to Club Fed. And so now you have, now they're hiring the son-in-law, the father, the two brothers, the second brother's wife, and now the brother-in-law. They're all going to be judges. And the guy who's going to be appointed tomorrow, he's 50 years old. He's already collecting a pension of $60,000 a year. And his father-in-law, Sligo's Spalpeen, if I can use some Gaelic, Sligo's Spalpeen, who's now 79, is getting an $84,000 pension as a judge and a $46,000 pension as an assistant DA. And Tom thinks it's going to be on the level? They're going to post those jobs? Not in this lifetime, Tom. I'm Howie Carr.